Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. Last day of it for this week. Friday it is. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. You're listening to Live Financial Talk Radio. You can participate. We're going to give you the number a bunch of times, and here goes the first time. 504-260-0995.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, do you drink your coffee black?
No.
Gregory, do you drink your coffee black?
No.
Okay. Well,
why?
I don't drink my coffee black.
You drink your tea unsweetened?
There's a certain way that psychopaths prefer their coffee, and I'm going to tell you if we fit into that category.
I hope not.
Do you do cream and sugar, just cream, just sugar, just black? Just answer the question in your head. We'll get to that in just a second. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. 504-260-0995. We're also going to talk about how, really, if these healthcare reforms will affect your wallet. That's not what's first on my mind, though. Gregory, two things are first on my mind. Number one, we got to talk about the next live event that we have coming up July 13th. Because now we're starting to get into the hot zone here. We're about 3 weeks away, and it's time to start signing people up.
It will fill up. You better get in on it. It's going to be an unbelievable event where we've had awesome ones in the past. It's just there's going to be some extra here. As well. I'm not going to tell you everything, but you're going to wish you had been at this event.
Hang on a second. Do you remember the very last thing we covered on the show last night? About right-handed and left-handed people.
Yeah, and left-handed people are smarter, and you wondered why I knew that, and that's because I'm left-handed.
Yeah, it works out nice, doesn't it? Yeah. We didn't ask Angie. Producer Angie, are you right-handed or left-handed? Where do you fall on this matrix?
I am right-handed.
So you're over here mouth-breathing with the rest of us, huh?
It's like everyone else.
Okay. I think y'all are all faking it. You know how I know you're faking it? Because when I was in second grade, Ben Gardner broke his arm. And he was right-handed. He broke his right arm. So he had to write left-handed. Well, it turns out when they took his cast off, it wasn't set right. So they had to re-break it and reset it. So he had to put the cast on again for another 3 months. After 6 months of writing left-handed in second grade, he was left-handed. So you're not born that way. It's a choice. So you're all faking it.
No, he became ambidextrous.
I was just going to say that.
He's still right-handed, but he learned that he could write. When I played baseball as a youth, I could only throw left-handed and be accurate because I did, you know, good bit of pitching and stuff. Accurate with the left hand. If I threw with the right hand, we're going to walk every batter. But I could get, when at bat, I could change up. I could bat either side of the plate. Kickball, most of the time with my left foot as well.
No kidding. Yeah. I have some hints of being ambidextrous. I can, in soccer, kick just as well with my right or left foot. Almost. I'm still right dominant, and if it's a penalty kick, I'm going to use my right foot. But if it's a corner kick or whatever, it doesn't matter. I'll just set up and kick it. I'm definitely right-hand dominant. I could switch hit from the plate, though.
Okay.
I can't.
That's not a giant difficulty.
And I have more dexterity in my left hand when it comes to playing the piano and playing the guitar. And there's other weird things, like, you know, you can do the Vulcan sign. Can you take your two outside fingers and the Vulcan sign and pull them down like this? I can do that with my left hand and not with my right.
I can't do it with either.
And it blows your mind to try and do it, right?
I can't do it with either.
Look, I can only do that with my left hand. So that's a weird thing.
All right. I can do that in both hands.
I hate that you asked me to do that because I can't do it with either hand.
You'll think about it later, too. All right.
I'm over it.
Now, what we meant to do yesterday, but we got delayed by callers, which is great. They were great calls, good questions. It was worth bumping. But I'm not going to let this pass another day. This is sort of the checklist you need to go through. If you are unfortunately met with the experience of being a widow, and you know, most of this would apply to widowers as well, but far more often the case, it's a widow in this situation. 61% of widows whose husbands were responsible for financial planning after their husband passed, they had difficulty filing their income tax when asked on a survey. This was not an easy process. It was not a smooth transition. He did not prepare her. When something happens to me, this is what you do for the taxes. This is how you take care of this. Is untrained. That's 61%.
It's not that she's untrained. She could understand doing it. She might been the one to do the tax return. It's the emotional connection, because anytime she sees his name, sees his W-2, his RMD, losing best friend in life, and you're having to make decisions associated with that loss, makes it painful.
26% could not list their husband's bank account and investments. They didn't even know where all they had money. That's 26%.
Well, that's a different matter, not knowing, and we are uncomfortable with that. We want them to know. When couples come in, they're both handed an inventory, because we believe we're aware of all assets, so we make sure they know. They may not know at home, but working with us, they both know what all they have. And a lot of times we're surprised, like, God, we didn't realize we had that. Sometimes it's the comment.
And before we get to some solutions here, just one more point of concern. Same number again, 26%. This is the number of widows who were forced to move to less expensive housing as a result of their spouse's deaths. And they had a forcible reduction in lifestyle.
I have seen that happen, but it's not the norm that housing changes.
No,
as
but
far as, 26%. But once again, we're it's a small. I'm at a loss for word there, as far as portion of the asset clients that we've lost to death. It's not a huge survey, or I don't know that word. I'm at a loss for it at the moment, but it's not a lot of clients yet. You know, as time goes by.
You're saying it's a minority of clients?
Yeah, it's a minority of clients as far as deaths go, but it does happen every year. Nicholas mentioned that he lost a client today, and, you know, it's always a sad thing when that happens because of the connection and relationship and looking out for them. And it's, you know, some 162 going through a test at a medical facility and something goes wrong, a reaction. It's like, that's like crazy, you know, when you have something like that, you know, surprise, like heart attack or something, but you did a test and had a bad reaction and she's gone. So go ahead.
Well, there's just a kind of a checklist you need to go through. Now, this applies to someone who has recently lost a spouse, but also if you want to make sure that you're not going to leave your spouse holding the bag, you kind of want to it'd be helpful to go through this checklist before your unknown death. Do you know when you're going to die, Gregory? Like the date, hour, any of that? Have you narrowed it down?
I thought about it once for like 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, I tried.
Maybe it wasn't that long. I might be exaggerating, but no, I've not really tried to zero in on that. But I can probably give you the age range.
Social Security knows when they think I'm going to die. But,
yeah, but they're off.
And
you're going to be around longer.
I have no clue. I think I'm going to live forever, but then tomorrow I'm going to hear a story about some guy I went to high school with that just got hit on the highway coming home from work.
I have a good bit of data to narrow it down, but I still could be a decade off either way. How about that? Somewhere between age 90 and age 100.
All right.
You're not offering up yours?
They know exactly when I'm going to die. They say I'm going to die at 87.6 years old.
Mm, I'm going to be longer than that.
I think they're undercutting it on me. All right, we'll get to this checklist. First, let's go to the phones. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Let's talk to Clinton in Baton Rouge. You're first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Clinton?
Hey, yeah, my question is, my mother and my stepfather have been married for 26, 27 years. They're going to go do their will this year, and they'll have probably, off the top of my head, probably a couple hundred thousand in real estate that's paid for and probably 100,000 cash. And they want to do the will because they want to leave it to my son, who's only 3 years old. And I was wondering, what's the best way to do that and avoid, you know, as much taxes as possible?
Okay, so they're wanting to leave real estate behind, and what else?
And probably a couple hundred thousand in real estate and probably 100,000 in cash.
Okay. It'd be easy if it was stock, because there's a step-up basis, because you will have a step-up basis in real estate. Let's just to give you an example, let's say that real estate is worth $200,000.
Okay.
When it's passed on, as an example. But they acquired it for $50,000. The step-up basis means that gain of $150,000 goes away. Your son is going to inherit it at its current value at the time that that death happens and it's willed to him. Cash, you know, like savings such as that, you're going to have to pay the untaxed portion that was earned that year. Now, if it was Wells Fargo stock, it's going to pass on at the value of that stock at the time, at the day of death.
So I guess what you're saying is it's better to transfer, if it was stock, it would be better than the cash, is what you're saying, I guess.
Yeah, ultimately, but that's, you know, they're not going to go buy stock just because of that, but you're going to, what taxes are going to be owed on that cash is the interest it earned year of death, because it obviously wasn't paid because they died. So it's not a really bad thing in that way.
But the rest of this is just easy. This could be done with a will, or you think they should go so far as to set up a trust?
Well, I think they at least always should have a will. So you give the judge a guideline of what you're wanting to do. A revocable trust makes it easy. And if you want to bulletproof it, so to speak, irrevocable trust. But some people don't want to give up that control.
Yeah, that's a Tom Benson trust, and they'll lose control of those assets. But that's bulletproof, like you said. Does that help there, Clinton?
Yeah, well, and then one other thing. Now, I mean,
Clinton.
Hold on through the break.
We're just going to have to take a break. We'll get your other question in about 3 minutes if you can hang on. You want to be after Clinton? 504-260-0995. I am James Parker. You're listening to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Hey, ladies, listen up. 9 out of 10 women will be the sole decision maker when it comes to finance, much more than men. Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, July 13th, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. Come learn about finance, retirement, Social Security, health care, and more. Gregory Riggs and our Total Wealth Authority will be in attendance. Bring your questions. A Q&A session will be held at the end. Reserve your seat. 504-832-9200. The Gregory Riggs and Associates app or GregoryRicks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Look, you're out there thinking about, oh, this market, I've got to find some safe ways. Avoid the variable for that reason, because it is not a risk-averse tool. But if you're considering it, I suggest you get a second opinion. And we darn sure wouldn't have had a long surrender period.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that, and so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Well, I do not account for my two grandchildren, and I've heard that they can negatively impact financial aid applications.
That is accurate. They're going to look for you to spend that money first before they kick in money. That's why I kind of frown upon using 529s, because there's some tax advantages to saving through that. What the problem is, it's going to show up on a financial aid application. So they're going to take that in consideration, where if you're looking to help those children, just simply put up money in a savings account for them. The other way to handle that is to put money into a Roth. There's no early withdrawal penalty for purpose of paying tuition.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
To deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I am your co-host, James Parker. If you want to be a part of the show, 504-260-0995. Hello to the handful of people that are joining us on Periscope. Hello, Wayno. Hello, the captain. I'm not sure if he's a real captain or not. Hello, Brian Craig. Hello, Susie. Hello, Harry. Hello, Tiger Bates. Hello, Shimich. That's a new one. Prophet James P. Milne. Hey, they named that street after him over here, Gregory. Dolphin. Etu. Robert. Four more people in there. Thanks for hanging out. If you want to find us. Oh, he's not a real captain. Thank you. Oh, that's our index buddy. What's up, index? At Gregory Ricks, if you want to find us on Periscope, you can watch as well. Now, when we stepped aside for the break, Clinton from Baton Rouge was calling in, and he had a follow-up question. We were just so rudely interrupted by the commercial breaks. Clinton, are you still with us, and what's that second question?
Follow-up is, currently, you know, he's only 3 years old, so should they change anything when he turns 18 as far as setting up the will of the trust?
Okay, let's start with, what are we thinking this inheritance is going to be worth in the near future? How old are the grandparents?
66 and 65.
Okay, so he's inheriting it in about 20 years when he's 23.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so I still think... I still think it probably should be done through an irrevocable trust, in my opinion, because if it has those kind of values now, it could be 2 to 3 times more in value. He could be inheriting $1 million, let's say it that way. Hypothetically, we know in their later in life, things may cost more, but let's cut it back half of that. Say he's inheriting $600,000. A 23-year-old, what would happen to you when you were 23? And it might not be a good example because you might be the shining example of how to do it right.
You can use me. I would be dead.
But I know James Parker would be in a bunch of trouble. I might have been in trouble.
You're in my category? Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably.
All right. Now, your son, he may be better than you and me, Clinton, but that's not what we need to plan for. We need to plan for he may not. He may just be another chip like you and me.
He should be able to pull income from it to finish college, buy a house. He should be able to get distributions, but not full access to. He is better wired for dealing with that, and I think he shouldn't get full control until he's like 30. Now, of course, okay. Me at a 23-year-old, give me all my money now. But right. we're not doing it how we want it as a 23-year-old. We want him to survive the wiring stage completion, and then it makes a huge difference in life going forward.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's
good. So controls need to be put in place. Irrevocable trust can do that, or it can go where they may want more control over their money, but it also could go to that at death. Into that irrevocable trust situation to protect the son.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. I listen to all the time, so I appreciate the help.
All right. Hey, well, problem solved. You just have to find the right estate planning attorney, and if you don't have one in mind, we have one in mind for you.
Yeah. We might be a little biased because he's a part of the Total Wealth Authority. Wes Blanchard, go to the website, gregoryricks.com, and if you need some estate planning help, reach out to him. Have a discussion, see if it's a good fit.
Thank you, Clinton. Let's go to Frank in Luling. Frank, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Frank?
Yeah, good evening. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good. Awesome. How are you?
Doing good. I got a question. I have a business that's currently it's paid off, and I have it closed right now. And I got it up for sale. Well, I had an offer on it, a lease purchase for the business. How would I go about setting that up?
Well, you're going to need legal documents. You should have an attorney involved regarding okay. what is your liability. And also, if they quit paying you, how do you get that business back?
Okay.
Because you're sounding lease purchase, that's owner financing, no matter how you put it. Owner
okay,
financing.
Pretty
so if they're going to get behind on payments, I'm taking it back and selling it to somebody else. You okay. need an attorney involved.
Okay. And on my capital gains, would it be better to go that way or just to sell it outright?
Well, you're spreading the profit over time by owner financing or lease purchase, however you put that. You're spreading those gains over time. So ultimately, if you're comfortable with that, that's going to be less painful than selling it lump sum outright. Yeah, you'll have a bigger tax hit in the lump sum purchase.
Okay, well, I sure appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, do you have a buyer already? Maybe we should get a convenience store in Luling. Are we interested in that, Gregory? I mean, I know we're kind of occupied with the financial advice and the radio shows. And
I always have my, you know, when you talk, you know, we have the preppers and doomsday people that listen to us and come in and talk to us. But I also thought, if it's all going to go to heck, I need some fuel. What better way to have access to it than through your convenience store?
Well, through Frank's convenience store.
Thank you. Frank's convenience store.
Thank
just
you
saying.
For your call, Frank. All right. Let's go even further south. Let's go to David in Houma this time. David, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you want to be after David, 504-260-0995. Go ahead, David.
Hey, evening, James Gregory. I was listening on the radio down here on 99.5 in Houma.
Awesome.
Thank you. My father just passed and left me a little over $100,000 in a Deutsche Bank mutual fund. I was listed as a joint tenant, and it was an easy paperwork process to have everything switched to my social. Now, is that going to count as income, or is there some other liability I'll be facing?
You should be receiving that as a step-up basis, but You were named on the account?
Yes.
As a part owner?
Right.
And it's joint tenant, which it's interesting titling on that. You're going to need to talk to a CPA for sure. Gosh, you should have a step-up basis. How come you were joint titled on the account?
He did it. All total, the account was close to $500,000. And then he split it up between my two brothers, myself, and my mother. Each had, like, different sub-accounts. And so it was his name, my name, his name, my brother's name, his name, my brother's name, his name, my mom's name, split up four different ways, or four different sub-accounts on this mutual fund. And, you know, they're, small growth S fund.
Okay.
And, you know, we're each listed as his name primary under his social for taxes and with the, as a joint tenant with the other names.
Okay, so you weren't listed as a taxpayer on the account.
No, my it was all under my father's Social Security number.
Well, then that probably steers it towards the step-up basis where you won't have any tax liability.
Okay.
But you need to get expert advice. This isn't where you go do the little software download for $39.95. You're gonna. I would rather pay a few hundred dollars and get really good advice in regard to this. So I'm assuming it's a non-qualified account based on how you explained it. It's not an IRA or anything.
No, it's non-qualified.
Okay, but being that tax titling was just on him, but once again, second opinion with the person that is going to handle the taxes for this to make sure it's done right. You don't want that ladder 2 years from now with a, with a bill at the bottom of it.
David, was this just recent? You sound like you have a hard time talking about it.
Oh, I was actually just walking upstairs and stuff like that, but yeah, it was recent. It was May 20th.
All right. Well, this is one of the things you shouldn't have to worry about right now. Hope you get some help with that.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Hey. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Not stuff I look forward to, but.
No, this, you know, you get these inheritance, and that's why I kind of look at it as special money, inherited money. Yeah, we all money's special because we need to protect it, grow it. Everybody wants to grow it. But there's always emotion attached to that inheritance. And I kind of call it that special money to make sure they're doing, we all as a team, because this is a team. If we were working with David and my firm, that's a team. David's still in charge, but he's hired us to be a part of his team to work at that. We're going to kind of look at it as special money is how we're going to start and roll with it that way. He gives us other instructions with it. But here's the thing I always look at it is we want to do right by those that spent their life working hard and accumulating that money, doing the right things by it, and leaving it to us. So I always kind of think, do make sure we do right by them. That's how I look at it, and I convey that. And ultimately, David and others, what they choose, we're going to follow that guideline. But they understand how we look at it.
All right, what's your thoughts on that verbiage he used? Here we have an account where he said it was a joint tenant. But that usually, that verbiage that's comes like up on this show in a spousal situation, right?
But it's a co-owner situation, but it was based on his tax number, and that's why I would rather him get proper tax counsel that has to sign off on the tax return, not some software package, but get some counsel and pay for it and make sure you're doing the right thing.
All right. Now where do we use that term? In Louisiana, we're a community property state. In Mississippi, they're joint
tenants. But he's not a spouse, so that's why you had that tenant in common.
That's where I got lost.
Yeah.
All right.
Because he's not a spouse.
If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. I'll do it again slow. 504-260-0995. We'll do the widow's checklist and the numbers next. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing I see everywhere: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers up surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
It's like a conversation I had the other day regarding a reverse mortgage. And she asked me, she said, okay, what is it that's going to go bad? I said, well, let me ask you this. This current mortgage you have, if you quit making payments on it, isn't that one you got to be careful with too? She said, oh, yeah. I said, what would happen if you quit making payments? She said, at some point, they're going to make me move. And that's exactly right. You have a reverse mortgage. Both of you are on the reverse mortgage. What's the worst thing that could happen? You don't leave any equity to your kids. But you do have to pay your taxes and your insurance along the way. That could cause you a problem.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you in any form or fashion are thinking about buying an annuity, whether it's a fixed or variable, you need to get a second opinion. And that's why you should give my office a call.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hi, James. Hi, Mr. Ricks. I love your show every day. I have a question on IRAs.
Hi, I want to state first, I'm a big fan of your show. There's a ton of knowledge you guys give out, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I listen to you guys as often as I can, and thank you very much for your advice, Gregory, okay. And I'll be calling your office. Thank you so much.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. President Trump keeping a promise to the nation's veterans today.
Signing a bill to dramatically increase the VA's ability to hold bad employees accountable.
To every veteran who is here with us today, I just want to say two very simple words. Thank you.
VA reform was a key issue in the president's campaign.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. The measure also offers more protection for whistleblowers. Concerns that flammable building materials may have contributed to a deadly London fire last week, prompting the evacuation of hundreds of households to inspect more buildings.
We could not be sure that people would be safe, so we've moved incredibly quickly to inform residents, to set up a center, to move people into hotel accommodation or where they can to stay with family and friends.
Camden Council leader Georgia Gold, 79 people died in that apartment building fire. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried.
Your daily dose of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
When Zach's place on our show, we appreciate you, Zach. We know it's Friday night, ready for the weekend. Some chicken fried. You're listening to Winning at Life. It's a daily wrap. Tomorrow we'll be doing the weekly wrap from 10 to 1, same iHeartRadio station or stream that you're listening to as well. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. That's James Parker a few feet across the table from me. Well, on the break, we're talking a little bit of LSU, but if you want to go ahead and get that number, get the phone out, dial us up. I know you've got some questions. You've been holding back. Here's your chance, 504-260-0995. Email Gregory at gregoryricks.com. But we were talking about this phenom for LSU's baseball team. They're over in the World Series. They're in the loser bracket, but they're one game away from going to the finals against Florida or the winner of that series. And I don't know who's up against one to play Florida for the other side of the brackets. But this guy, freshman phenom, was throwing like 95, 96 miles an hour. When he closed that game the other day, I saw him throw as fast as 97. It's like, that's – and all they need – He actually had one hit for an out because the rest of the at-bats, and he's not had many because they just strike out. Could you imagine facing 96, 97 mile an hour fastball?
But he only pitches the last inning, right?
Yeah.
Or last two innings?
Oh, he's a solid closer. Your pitcher, Lang pitched, 115 balls today. They pulled him out. There was still two outs to get in the eighth, and then in the ninth, three. He just got five outs. That's it. How many pitches did he throw? Probably 25. All in the 90s. Just gas it and let's get back to the hotel and relax.
Well, they have to beat Oregon State again, though, right?
Yes, sometime tomorrow. I don't know what the game times are. Another little sports tidbit. You know, the NBA had their draft, if you cared. And I don't watch it or anything. But I did pick up a tidbit of information. You know, some of the you have the one and done. They go to college for 1 year and they go to the pros.
Yep.
Of the first 11 picks in the NBA draft, 10 were one and dones. I think six or seven of them were guards. What was interesting about the number one pick when he was a sophomore in high school, he did not make the varsity team. So that means 3 years later, he's the number one pick in the NBA draft. Kind of like a Jordan story.
Yeah. So, interesting.
Hope they protect them from all that money they're about to come into. So they don't be like Boris Becker, that was a 17-year-old phenom, won Wimbledon. They said he made $60 million in his career.
How much you got left, Gregory?
None. That's not funny. A dime.
All right, let's do some of this widow's checklist because I see some calls coming in. Number one on the widow's checklist, you have to probate the will, but there's nothing really for the widow
probate
to do.
Probate succession is what we're speaking of.
But, I mean, you don't have to do anything for that. You basically wait for the attorneys to make that happen.
Go back to the question.
To probate the will, do you have to fill out any paperwork? Do you have to?
You still have to go through succession, probate. You're needing legal counsel. Probably to handle that, make that happen. This isn't like you had it in a revocable trust that bypasses probate / succession. You're still going through the process. The will is kind of the guide for your wishes.
All right. But that's nothing. The widow doesn't have to take care of that, or the attorney has to take care of that, right? All right. Now, dealing with life insurance, how do you redeem a life insurance policy? Your spouse?
You're going to need a death certificate.
Okay.
And when this comes about, one of the things is somebody will say, I got me five death certificates. No. Just remember this. Think of the number 20. Get 20 death certificates. Going to need one for titling the house, life insurance, annuity, transferring of the car, the revocable trust. It starts adding up. Now, most of them are coming back to you, but depending on how you are with assets, I've got a bank account here, bank account there. I've got two brokerage accounts. I've got an IRA, I have a 401k.
Got a truck, a car.
Yeah. Okay. Next thing you know, I've used up 15 of them.
Yeah, I don't think
you
just
want to make sure you have. And I've never mentioned this, but when we have this life event happen, that's what we're doing is telling them, make sure you get enough.
Ask for 20, huh?
Okay. You're going to be safe there, I promise.
All right. Now, step three, you got to start looking at your benefits. Social Security, VA benefits, maybe if you're younger, widow's benefits. So there's a process for that, but they all involve government forms. Any guidance there? What changes with your Social Security? One of the checks has to go away. Do you have to fill out a form?
Yeah, you need that death certificate for Social Security. You're going to need that marriage license. Look, these marriage licenses, you've been married 30 years, but go look for it tomorrow. Get some of this stuff in order in a place you can find. Or the marriage and divorce certificate. Make sure you know where both of those are.
Also, if your spouse was receiving a monthly payment from either Social Security or the VA, the Veterans Administration, at the time of death, do not continue to cash the payments after
his passing.
I know
it's going into your bank account, but that last one you receive may well be taken back.
That's not very common knowledge now. Number four is retitle the accounts. That's part of your death certificate explanation too. But
yeah, it may go through succession, but you need to go ahead and shift assets to your personal account. Like if you're doing checking and stuff, go open an account and shift what the bank's going to allow you to do. because at some point going through succession, that's going to shift anyhow. So if it's possible to go ahead and get that own personal account, so you rip through some check numbers and such, depending on how you do that. I don't think on electronic banking we check worry numbers. About check numbers. No. But, you know, if you're going to use those checks where we used to write out, you don't want to start at 101. That scares people.
Well, and it should.
It should. Start at like 752.
Now, that sounds like something y'all would help with. If someone has accounts, you go through, since you at least keep track with the accounts, you can tell them that you need to do this, this, and this. Next one, review loans, bills, and financial obligations. Now, this sounds like the really not fun part. Make a list of all his bills and expenses and debts, and then start coming up with a plan for that.
Yeah, it's to talk about what has changed, but it's not so. It doesn't have to come right out the gate. Talk about the first meeting when we're having this life event happen is just kind of talk about what's going on, what is the surviving spouse feeling, what's their concerns. This is going to be multiple meetings. It's kind of like the onboarding process of a client, but not they don't. I don't want them to make it in that first meeting. They come in and say, we don't want decisions made. We're going to talk about, okay, these are things we're going to probably have to think about, look at, and these are things that are all set in place. Because one of the things I'll emphasize is we're setting it up where to where your world does not blow up, so to speak. It's not going off the rails. Everything should continue. But at some point, we've got to retitle the accounts. We've got to change the beneficiary on IRAs and annuities and whatever tools you have. But it's a process. But you're not having to go in and make decisions to start with. This stuff should be kind of in order where everything flows.
Yeah, and this isn't the right time to be making a plan. This is the time you should be executing the plan that you made in yesteryear. Cancel payments is the next item on the checklist here. Some payments you can't cancel outright, you know, like gym memberships, professional journal subscriptions. You know, you may just have to let them run their course and not renew them. But,
and that's the important thing is to understand, or maybe if you have a contract in place that we're paying it monthly, but the contract is it's paying through February of next year. So you may try to stop it, but it may not stop. So, you know, have an understanding of what you can turn off and what has to be fulfilled.
We just need to make lists. This is the perfect time for lists to be made. All right. And then, now you got to start thinking about yourself. What happens next? You rework your own estate plan. Your estate plan becomes vastly different. You have to go redo your own will. If there's trust involved, you have to go retool those or set them up. Well, what's the process look like in just quick 20 seconds here on that transition?
Once again, this stuff should be set in place. There's no big decisions to make immediately. It's too emotional, too painful, like what we talked about earlier in the show, that this should flow, and as you become comfortable, we're making those adjustments.
All right.
If there's something critical, we are going to get it handled.
Financial situations, give us a call, 504-260-0995. If you want to play along in the next segment, go to GregoryRicks.com under the Winning at Life tab. Pull up the numbers page. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at WeAreStrongerThanMS.org.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
Every time I ask it how many homeowners are in the audience, it's 100%, let's say 90% to be safe. But then when I say how many are in a retirement home, you go down to 10, 20%.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have about $500,000 in cash. I want it to be a very unrisked type of investment.
And this is the way I look at all money. We work hard to get it, whether it's $500,000, $200,000, or $800,000. It's all really important money. But I do have clients that come in, and they're just like Ray is. I'd like to get this money to work, but I do not want to lose a penny. And there are financial tools and strategies to do that, depending on the length of time that you have to put this money to work. One of the ways I like to break it down is I'll say that $500,000 isn't going to do all the same job. It could be a number of things, and that's how we want to assign it.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, happy Friday. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. How you doing? You getting started? Gregory, what you doing this weekend?
Doing the weekly wrap on Saturday morning. I don't know. I've just kind of got relaxation. I don't have any big plans.
That's rare for you.
Yeah, I know.
Myself and the wife, Monique, are going to the March of Dimes Gala tonight. You want to go to some charity event, a black tie event with an open bar, baby? Guess who's Ubering home?
You're taking Uber.
Yeah, and it's funny because if that happens, then you take an Uber ride down and you cuss the Uber guy out on the way home. It's the weirdest coincidence. I mean, I don't know if you're supposed to do that, but that's kind of the model that, you know, me and the wife follow.
I like using Uber if I'm going out to dinner and we're going to have a few glasses of wine. I don't want to be limited to 1.5. Might be 2, might be 3, but you know what? It is convenient to, and that's the great thing about Uber is Uber has made life better. And even if I did take a car and I drank a little much, I'm going to Uber home.
I've noticed on myself, and this applies to the wife too, our level of vulgarity grows exponentially with each drink. So
really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's shown up on any of our reviews thus far. It's all benevolent, but it's quite vulgar. We're not mean-spirited. But we're not the flowing prose that happens in sobriety. All right, let's go look at the markets today. I don't even think this is in reaction whatsoever to the healthcare bill. It's the healthcare bill, nothing exciting. I mean, it's such small, nibbling changes that I don't know why anyone's ragingly for it or ragingly against it. It's a nothing burger is what it is, and I think the markets are reflecting that pretty good. Now, technically, the Dow is down for today. but it was down 2.5 points. So out of 21,000, that's not even a hundredth of a percent. So 21,394 is what it's sitting at, and 76 and change. You know, it's still just a frog hair off of the all-time high it reached earlier this week. S&P was a little happier today. It was 0.16% in the positive. It's at 24,38. NASDAQ, even happier, almost a half a percent gain. It was at 62.65. Then our small caps were leading the way. They were exuberant. 0.73% gain for the Russell 2000 index. 1,414. 0.78 for the little guys.
We had 2/32 price change on 10-year treasuries. They closed at 2.142. A few days ago, they were at 2.17. Yesterday, 2.15. We're seeing that continue downward.
Well, hey, can I just throw this in?
Please.
In the about 5,000 years of economic history that we have to draw from, what is the general accepted standard price of borrowing money over a 10-year period?
4%.
This is just amazing that it's getting pushed down.
And we just had a rate hike.
I'm so confused.
The 10-year bonds don't care.
No.
They do not care, so that reflects 30-year mortgage is still at 3.90%. I would expect that to be lower on Monday unless something changes. You know, we're at the weekend, so anything can happen. A couple of days of silence, and we'll see how the market reacts.
Wait, the Dwayne Stein shortcut is you add 1.75 to the 10-year treasury, so 10-year treasury is 2.10 even?
2.15.
2.15 even. Okay, so then it should be right at 3.8 for the mortgage. You give it a couple days and
it'll
settle
there. I was thinking this thing could settle into, say, if the 10 years hold where they are, we're probably getting to about 3.85 next week. I just think there's a delayed reaction, like, what is going on here? Because we've seen the drop come for a few days and we're still at 3.90, like the 30 years aren't believing, or is it really? They're saying we don't care either.
Right.
So kind of makes me wonder. And crude oil started its inch back up, it looks like.
Well, crude oil, it feels weird to say it's climbing when you look at the price. You're like, yeah, look at oil taking off. It's at $43.14.
But we have a couple days of rowing that next week, and then next thing you know, we're back at 45.
And then we'll be back where we were, what, two Fridays ago?
Yeah. So, yeah, we show the last trade at $43.17 a barrel for crude. Gold, $1,257.80.
So, I look on my short sheet over here. We covered everything, right? All right. A big winner today that we haven't talked about in a minute is Lululemon. They were up 2.1% today. So that $120 pair of pants is really paying off. They must have some margins on those britches.
They have nice margins.
But let's stay in the athletic sector for a minute. Under Armour, also up 2.13%. And Nike had a pretty good day, not nearly as good as Lululemon and Under Armour, but 0.86% in the positive for a one-day move. That's good stuff. Athletics are doing well. Do they don't usually move as a group, though, do they? They're not considered to be part of some sort of larger whole.
No, not really. Want to do a little Bitcoin?
Oh, you must be wanting to make fun of it. How bad did it go down lately?
It's at 2702.
And that's after it scraped off its recent high of 3,000 that it looked like it bumped up against twice, and then it's kind of done a little Tom Petty free falling since then.
Yeah, let's see. Do I have a chart here of where it's at? I'm not. I try to pull this up. I don't know. It's like even the internet doesn't take Bitcoin too serious as well. Let's try here. See if I can get a chart. Give me a little bit more detail. Like, really?
B- Bitcoin.
Whatever. It's at 2702.
Oh, it gets spared. It's a lucky Friday where Bitcoin didn't get kicked around because the chart was too slow. All right. How lucky is that? All right. Gregory, back to what I told you at the very beginning of the show.
What's this about coffee?
Exactly.
I don't want to miss that.
All right. So they did a study here, and there's a certain way that almost all psychopaths prefer their coffee to be prepared. Angie, how do you like your coffee? Cream and sugar? Cream, sugar?
Cream and sugar.
You like cream and sugar, Gregory?
Cream and sugar.
Now, heavy or
but
just like
I,
a dose
I
kinda of
I kind of use the yellow, two of the little packets on a cup. But I had a cup of coffee this morning at Russell's Marina Grill. Had some breakfast there. The triplets' birthdays today, by the way.
So oh, happy
we all
birthday.
Had breakfast together. Yeah, they're 19, and all so happy about that. They're that much closer to 21, which, you know, they're looking forward to. You know, remember, when you're that young, you're always wanting to get older. And, like, as soon as you hit that day, tomorrow, well, we're going on 20. And for us is, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm good where I'm at.
Everything got...
I'm on hold.
It gets rounded down. The entire time anyone asked me when I was 39, how old are you? I'm in my 30s.
But at breakfast, for the triplets' birthday, I had a cup of coffee, and I put one of the yellow packets in it and two of the creamers. So there you go. That's my coffee mix.
All right. Well, that's good because the people who like the sweet coffee, we're the most agreeable in society. So it's myself, you, and producer Angie. We're all in the good side of this study. Psychopaths prefer their coffee black. Now, hang on. It started with coffee, but then they're like, all right, well, coffee black is very bitter, sweet. You know, is what happens when you add cream and sugar. And they found that sort of correlation transfers to other bitter experiences. So if you like radishes, celery, tonic water, you're also more likely to exhibit antisocial traits. But however, what's one of my one complaints about the craft beer world, and what's the most bitter form of beer?
IPAs?
Yes. They're everywhere now.
Yeah, I just don't care for them. And now we got sour beers. That's like... What's wrong? We won't. They're like, we've had this couple decade, well, definitely decade of craft beers, micro beers that taste good. Oh, we can't have that keep going that way. It's got to taste like
bitter or sour. Sour's okay. Sour doesn't make you a psychopath, but if you like IPAs just a little too much, I've always been really suspicious about you.
Yeah, it worries us.
Yeah, and we were right. Our instincts were correct. So people who drink coffee black and IPAs, we're watching you. Your home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Go download that on your phone. You may not need it today, but you'll need it one day. Be sure to tune in to tomorrow's Saturday Spectacular, the weekly wrap from 10 to 1 right here on this station. And ladies, we have a live Gregory Ricks event coming up July 13th. RSVP for that, either using the app or the website, GregoryRicks.com. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
Your home for Walton and Johnson. News Talk 99.5 WRNO FM, New Orleans, an iHeart Radio station.